He rose from the hug a moment later, studying her face, worry in his eyes. Then he nodded, smiled, and said, "I'm glad anyway." He jerked his head back a moment later, as if the rest of her appearance had only then registered on him, and his eyes widened. "Margaret Catherine Amanda Carpenter," he said, his voice hushed. "God's blood, what have you done to your—" He looked her up and down, gentle dismay on his face. "Your—"
"Self," I suggested. "Yourself."
"Yourself," Michael sighed. He looked Molly up and down again. She was doing that thing where she tried to display how much she didn't care what her daddy thought of her look, and it was almost painfully obvious that she cared a great deal. "Tattoos. The hair wasn't so bad, but—" He shook his head and offered me his hand. "Tell me, Harry, am I just too old?"
I didn't want to shake Michael's hand. Lashiel's presence in me, even if it wasn't the full-blown version, wasn't something he would miss, not if he made actual physical contact with me. For a couple of years, I had been avoiding him with every excuse I had, hoping I could take care of my little demon issue without bothering him about it. More accurately, I supposed, I had been too ashamed to let him see what had happened. Michael was probably the most honest, decent human being I had ever had the privilege to know. He had always thought well of me. It had been something that had given me comfort in a low spot or two, and I hated the thought of losing his trust and friendship. Lashiel's presence, the collaboration of a literal fallen angel, would destroy that. But friendship isn't a one-way street. I had brought his daughter back because I had thought it was the right thing to do, and because I thought he'd do the same for someone else in a similar circumstance. I respected him enough to do that, and I respected him too much to lie to him. I had avoided the confrontation long enough. I shook his hand, and nothing in his manner or expression changed, not an ounce. He hadn't sensed Lashiel's presence or Mark.
"Well," he asked, smiling.
"If you think she looks silly, you're too old," I said after a moment. "I'm moderately ancient by the standards of the younger generation, and I think she only looks a little over the top." Molly rolled her eyes at us both, her cheeks pink.
"I suppose a good Christian should be willing to turn the other cheek when it comes to matters of fashion," Michael said.
"Let he who hath never stone-washed his jeans cast the first stone," I said, nodding. Michael laughed and gripped my shoulder briefly.
"It's good to see you, Harry."
"And you," I said, trying a smile. I glanced at the plastic case on his shoulder. "Business trip?"
"Yes," he said.
"Where to?"
He smiled. "I'll know when I get there."
I shook my head. Michael was entrusted to wield one of the blades of the Knights of the Cross. He was one of only two men in the world who were entrusted with such potent weapons against dark powers. As such, he had a lot of planet to cover. I wasn't clear exactly how his itinerary was established, but he was often called away from his home and family, apparently summoned to where his strength was most needed.